Joining me today is Mary Thompson. It is time once again for the Terry Fox Run, the Water Valley edition, of course. And Mary, tell us, when is the Terry Fox Run this year?
Well, it's, as always, September 15th, the second Sunday after the long weekend. And it's at the Water Valley Wellness Center, which is the old Water Valley School in Water Valley. You can't miss it. You come to the stop sign, it's right there. So it's registration at 8:30. The run is 9 to 1 p.m. And you can walk, run, cycle, or rollerblade, do whatever. It's 2 to 10 kilometers. You choose how much you want to walk. And the Water Valley EMTs are out with their patrolling, making sure that the kids are safe, and slowing down the traffic. And there's lots of signage, too, so people know that it's going on.
And the Water Valley Terry Fox Run, it is one of the biggest and best celebrations for Terry Fox around this part of the world, if you ask me, Mary. Just how proud are you of this and the way it's grown over the past few years?
It's a family tradition to me. People show up that have come for years and years, and it's just, it's on their list every year, and the support we get from the community is amazing. Since 1989, we've raised $226,800. And the school, since 2004, has raised $57,326. So our community just gives and gives. It is such a wonderful community.
It's very,
and I'm very proud of it, of course.
Of course, as you should be, of course, as well. I think that's unbelievable stuff. The little community of Water Valley always bands together. And Mary, why is this so important to you? Why is it important that we keep the legacy, Terry Fox's legacy, I should say, alive?
Terry Fox touched my heart right from the beginning of his tenacity to go and try to raise a dollar for every Canadian. And this year's T-shirt, to me, it just emboldens what it meant. No matter what, no matter the distance, no matter the obstacles, no matter the journey, no matter the odds, no matter what. And he tried so hard, and his family has carried on his legacy, as we do too. And it's so important.
How does participation work in the Terry Fox Run, Mary? In terms of raising money, is there pledges being made?
We have pledges online. I have posters up, and you can actually, there's a code you can scan, and it goes right to our Water Valley AB1188, and we get credit for that. People bring pledge forms. There's one group do a Friends of the Terry Fox Run on the Saturday before and come and do the run again and turn their money in, you know, from this event. And you can drop off at the day of the run. If you want to just come and have a coffee and drop a donation, that's great too.
Awesome, Mary. And last one for you. Do you have kind of a target goal in mind for this year at all?
I'm hoping for 10,000. Our best year was the year 2019 before COVID, and we had 18,000. So I'm hoping, last year it was 8,200, and so I'm hoping for over 10 this year.
That's a great goal, and I hope you get there as well. It's the Water Valley Terry Fox Run happening next weekend. We're looking forward to it. For more details, of course, you can find it on Facebook. Various pages will have it for you, and we'll have it at mymountainviewnow.com as well. Do not miss it. The Terry Fox Run in Water Valley this year. Mary, thanks for taking the time to chat with me, and best of luck with things.
Thank you.